And it's now 23 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed, it's time for our focus on the environment, being green. And it's a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Top of the morning to you, yes. The streams are flowing. And
John, we've had this problem before. If you can just use that microphone, for some reason, it's just not working.
How's that?
That's much better.
Can you hear me now, Mother?
Sorry about that, John.
No problem. I was saying the streams are flowing. The sun is shining. It's a crisp, beautiful morning. The dams are sort of recovering. Things are really looking up, hopefully.
They are indeed.
We've had a pretty tough time, environmentally speaking, the last few weeks. Sure. But if you've been following FMR for any time at all, you'll probably been hearing about the fortunes of Bram Malherbe and his rowing partner Wayne Robertson as they crossed the mighty Atlantic Ocean from Cape Town to Rio de Janeiro in the Mondoro, a rowing boat with a cramped cabin, some rechargeable batteries, food of course, and a solar energy driven fresh water device. No sails, no motor, just oars and arm and leg power. After 8,000 kilometers through storms and squalls, more than 2 million pulls on the oars, they made it staggering ashore after 92 grueling days, an achievement that really just beggars description. It was the focus of their DOT challenge, the DOT standing for Do One Thing. Do one thing to save the planet and spread the message. Be part of Bram's passion for the beauty of all things, all creatures on the earth. I caught up with Bram on his return from Rio, and we chatted at the very atmospheric spot where the adventure started. That was the entrance, or rather the exit, from Cape Town Harbour.
As you said, entrance to Cape Town Harbour, but also the exit of Cape Town Harbour, and an exit that I had no idea. But also to leave this magnificent Table Mountain, one of the 7th natural wonders of the world, and return to it by aeroplane is just still the most humbling experience I could imagine. I live on top of Signal Hill, on top of a beautiful little hilltop, and I look at the ocean now in a very, very different light. Huge respect and admiration.
You were rowing, pulling, not knowing what to expect, and actually facing backwards, so you were watching where you came from.
Yeah, you're rowing, you're watching where you came from, but after literally 11 hours at sea, there's no sight of land. And you have no sight of land in our 92 days of rowing for 85 of them. And that's quite a daunting place to be.
Well, 27 near collisions with huge ships which couldn't see you, couldn't pick you up on the radar. Sometimes you couldn't actually communicate with them to say, here we are, avoid us. But you survived. Two capsizes, boat turned right over.
Four capsizes.
Yeah.
We had four capsizes, we had 27 possible collisions, certainly seven of them that were touch and go, and had those vessels not communicated or hit us, they would not even know they had hit us, we would just be gone.
Wow, what can you say in just a few minutes on the radio? I can't even begin to imagine it. Relationships, Wayne, you're within 1 meter of him for 92 days.
Relationships are tricky things, as we all know in life. You know, one can be married for 60 years, 50 years, 20 years, or 2 years and not even be married at all. I'd hardly known Wayne. I'd known him literally for about 2 months, and we only rode together a week before. But, honesty, integrity, being open with each other and saying, you know what, Wayne, if something bugs you about me, no matter how petty, tell me about it, and vice versa.
That's
how we got through every day. Because if we didn't do that, those seemingly petty things build up to such a point that they can kill an expedition and indeed possibly one's life.
180 degrees, diametrically opposite to what you expected. The forecast said that it would be lovely weather, lots of sun. There was cloud all the time, no sun.
You know, in life, you hedge your bets. And in our particular situation, it didn't work in our favor. things went wrong day after day after day. There's an old cliche that says fortune favors the brave. I don't believe I'm brave, but I do believe I have purpose, and holding that purpose and keeping that purpose as sacrosanct gets you through the toughest times.
And of course, the whole thing over it, dot, do one thing, a little dot. We can all do something to move towards that wonderful holy grail, sustainability, looking after the planet, doing what is the right thing.
Indeed, indeed. Doing one thing, it is indeed the holy grail, which whatever your religious or spiritual preference might be, the holy grail is this planet. It is the only home we have. And the time has come, and I'm not talking 20, 30 years or being melodramatic in making the statement. In the next 5 to 10 years, the decisions we take determine the future of this planet of ours, and indeed every one of our lives.
Just this final image of you and Wayne stepping aboard solid land after 92 days. And if you've ever done that, if you've ever been on a boat or on a yacht, getting back on land, suddenly the land is swinging and lurching, and you just can't feel that you're actually on land. You think you're just about to spiral around and capsize. It must have been an incredible feeling after 92 days.
Stepping back onto land after 92 days was indeed an unforgettable experience for me, not a nice experience. It's almost feeling inebriated or drunk without alcohol.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand up straight for 4 days. The first night I lay in a bed that I could stretch my arms out without touching the sides of a boat. And then I felt that the mattress, my own bed mattress in my hotel room, yeah, was actually moving.
Yeah.
It was almost terrifying. I needed, what's going on? Where am I? I have to get up. I need to row now.
And how did you feel when you saw your son again after 92 days?
When I saw my son again after 92 days at Cape Town International Airport, he walked up to me and I just embraced him, and there were no words, and we both just wept.
Yeah, Bram Malherbe reunited with his family after that Cape to Rio epic adventure. The important thing is that dot challenge. Do one thing, just one thing, however small or big, that will make a change and promote a better, healthier, more sustainable Earth. Find out more at www.brammalherbe.com or at www.dotchallenge.org. Lots of dots there. And there's an app for both Apple and Android on that. And note here that our sponsors of this program, Remax, are also platinum sponsors of Bram Malherbe. What's Bram going to do next? Well, he's got plans. We know that. So we'll keep you posted.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.